From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Yeah. Morena, Cam.
Morena, how are you guys?
So hello. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me as always. Sorry. I normally jump straight into that, but...
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I just put on the wrong pair of headphones.
Yeah, what's happening over here?
to the extent.
I could just see Millie in the background kind of like...
Welcome to From the Crate. Millie's just going to do a mix for you.
Yeah, I'm jumping on the mix. No, but you've bought so many good songs. I don't even have to do any selecting or any mixing.
Yeah, as always, on the shelves today at Southbound, we have some more great new releases, some reissues.
I'm really excited about this one on top.
Jalen Ngonda's new album, Doctrine of Love, on Daptone Records. This one we've been very excited for quite a while. His debut album, Come Around and Love Me, was like such a huge hit and really like captured the Daptone sound so well. Such beautiful instrumentals. His voice is so incredibly unique. And just a really... yeah, really unique and beautiful sound. And also, we were just talking before about a 7 that got released.
I played it yesterday and I was raving about him yesterday. So this is actually just the Jalen Ngonda fan club show.
That also was incredible. So a great little bridge there, which we also have in the shop, if you're keen on that. But the brand new album is finally here in our hands, Doctrine of Love. A beautiful cover as well.
Yeah, very
if you
cool.
haven't seen the cover... come on in and take a look.
I like this green screen vest situation.
Yeah, it's awesome. So cool. It's really cool. I love it. And also indie exclusive clear. So
yeah, ooh, lovely. Cool.
Come on in, get your hand on it. Jalen's new album.
Simply cannot go wrong with Daptone as well.
Right? No.
Yeah, we were saying. I think we played one of these tracks earlier in the week, and we were like, in Daptone we trust. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like you can just. I feel like it's one of those labels you can just go to the record shop, pick it up. You don't even have to listen to it.
Yeah, similar to like Coal Mine or like Big Crown. They have like a very like specific sound and you kind of know what you're getting going into it.
Yeah.
And yeah, he captures that absolutely on this.
Another
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful album from Jalen Ngonda.
Wicked. Wonderful. Let's listen to the title track.
Yeah, let's.
And ruin with the blues. Oh, baby, here's your doctor.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Jalen.
So good.
Ngunda, Doctrine of Love, the title track off of his new record out at Southbound today.
That's the one. Yep. Come on in. Get your hands on it. Yeah. It'll be up on the wall. Also on black vinyl, if that's your thing.
Yeah, cool. This is exciting.
The next one, the new soul jazz, well, not new, reissue of Studio One Funk. It's 25 years that Studio One and Soul Jazz have been partnering up.
Wow.
So they're celebrating that with 5 reissues of some of their classics, their best-selling compilations. They've got funk, they've got soul, dub, classics, and another one. I can't remember what ones I mentioned, but they've got 5 of them, all on coloured one-off pressings, 2LP vinyl.
With, awesome.
Some great inners. Studio One, Soul Jazz, obviously an incredible collaboration that have always
match
been...
Match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven. Like, even this alone, the Studio One Funk compilation, Jackie Mattu, you've got, who else, Alton Ellis, Delroy Wilson. You've got so many artists on all of these compilations that you just, like, you can't go wrong. You really can't go wrong with these. And, yeah, a whole bunch of covers on here. Of some reggae funk stuff.
And I feel like with a, you know, anniversary compilation like that, you're guaranteed the hits. And, you know, if you know you love it, what a great thing to own.
Exactly. And if you might have missed out on some of these Soul Jazz Studio One comps, maybe originally some of them do sell out really quickly. You know, they are the best sellers. And or you've got them already and you want them on coloured vinyl, boom, here they are, reissued.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
Shall we listen to one of the tracks of this compilation? Delroy Wilson with Funky Broadway.
Let's do it.
Please.
Oh, look at them go.
Mm-hmm.
So
funky,
joyful,
funky.
Eh?
It's funky, that's for sure. It's awesome.
Yeah, this has got me on living on Funky Broadway. I'm buying an apartment.
On Funky Broadway?
Yeah, I'm moving in.
With Delroy Wilson.
In your neighborhood, yep, yep. Catch me there.
On Soul Jazz Street, Studio One Road.
Yep.
Anyway, Studio One Funk Soul Jazz compilation is back on the shelves.
Yeah,
reissued.
Awesome. Double LP even.
Gatefold on colored vinyl. No gatefold situation, but I think liner notes in there. So, cool. Check it out.
Awesome.
If you're a Studio One fan, if you're a Soul Jazz fan. If you're a good music fan, come on in. Say hi. Check it out. The last one we got today is Bittersweet. It's the final J-Jazz, Deep Modern Jazz from Japan compilation. This is volume 5. These things have been incredible. Have introduced so many people to so many different Japanese jazz artists, myself included. These things are like spanning across, I think they started in like the late 60s or spanning in the or maybe late 50s, and have gone up to the late 80s. They're 3 LP. They've just got the most incredible range of what Japanese jazz was throughout that era. And it's not just one type of jazz. You're getting a bit of everything, and you're kind of finding different facets from different artists all across the board. It's such a great way to get into jazz, especially Japanese jazz, if you're trying to. This is the 5th volume. We've got the 5 in the store. We've also got this incredible book, which came out with, in between volumes. It's this beautiful big coffee table book with all of the artwork of the cover photos and everything like that, and some images that the team took while they were compiling the albums and things like that, some information about them. If you're a fan of Japanese jazz, these ones are the ones to get. Or if you're not so much into Japanese jazz, get into it.
Okay, a couple of things.
Yeah.
I've got things to say about this. This is so awesome. And I'm also imagining that a lot of the songs on these compilations are not necessarily available online or that accessible to find.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's awesome for that.
And they also, a lot of them were like pressed as promo pressings, or were like just incredibly hard to even get when they were first released, even on vinyl. So
yeah, deep cuts.
They're deep cuts for sure.
And awesome. I love a like kind of compilation that can teach you
educational
all about
compilation.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, you swing in to Southbound today, you pick this up. Next thing, expert on Japanese jazz from 1970 to 1988.
Exactly.
It feels
just
as though
like
it's
that.
One of those genres that there's been a lot of work to sort of like demystify a little bit, because everyone sort of knows that Japanese jazz is amazing, but it's this whole world that is a bit hard to know where to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
So something like this is so amazing. Something like Southbound is so amazing because of the whole freaking, isn't there like a whole Japanese jazz?
Oh, we got a whole Japanese jazz section, and I'm happy to walk you through it. So
no better place in the country to go than Southbound for your Japanese jazz needs.
Absolutely, and what a better place to start than the brand new compilation Deep Modern Jazz from Japan.
Well,
Triple LP.
Booyah.
Oh, yeah.
Head to Southbound on Simon Street. Go and pester Cam about Japanese jazz.
Come
I'm
on
sure
in.
He's
he
more
loves
than
it.
Stoked
I would be
to
more
talk
than
to
happy to
it.
Chat to you about it.
Give them a ring if you're stressed out, stuck at work, and you really need to secure one of these records.
Give us a call.
Yep.
Give us a call.
Or you can head online to their fabulous website where you can look at all the different colours of the vinyl.
That's
my
the one.
Favourite thing
yeah,
to do.
Awesome.
Thank you, Cam. Lovely
Thanks,
to
guys.
See you as always.
As always, thank you.
And this is Olive Step from the Motohiko Hino Quartet.
Awesome.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.